For more on the president's speech, we turn now to NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Mara, you were there in the hall at the U.S. Military Academy. What was the feeling like there inside the room?
Well, Michelle, it was very serious. The president was very serious and businesslike. The scene in the hall was really striking. Rows upon rows, thousands of cadets in their uniforms. So you have this sea of gray. There was very little applause until the end. This was a serious speech, and he was talking to people who probably are going to be going to Afghanistan when they graduate.
And he said, he talked about what the nation owed them, what he owed them as a president. The president finished the speech in well under the expected 40 minutes. There was a certain briskness at the end of the speech. And then he slowed down and became more rhetorical. You heard some of the flourishes that we are used to hearing on the campaign trail and when he's really trying to sell something.
That's right. I think we're used to hearing these big inspirational speeches. This was a speech about something that the president doesn't usually talk about. He's a war president now, and I don't think he thought he was going to be one. But he's making the biggest risk of his presidency, and I think his demeanor and the tone of the speech really reflected that. I agree, at the end, he did talk about right makes right, our cause is just, our resolve unwavering. There was the rhetorical flourish, but for the rest of the speech, it was a very businesslike laying out of his argument, why he made the decision, why we have to fight in Afghanistan. He addressed skeptics on both sides. He said that some of us would like to get out right now altogether. Others of us are willing to stay for 10 years. He said he believes he's found the balanced approach between those two poles. He's going to ramp up in Afghanistan as quickly as possible so the United States can get out. Create the situation on the ground, enough stability that Al-Qaeda can be degraded to the point that the Afghan government can take over the fight itself. He wants to ramp up and accelerate the training of Afghan forces. All that is a question mark. Can it happen in the timeline that he envisions?
18 months, not a lot of time. The president never mentioned the name of his predecessor, George W. Bush, but it seemed that the former president was almost like a shadow presence in much of the speech, even though he was a target of the now sitting president during the campaign.
For everybody to get what he was talking about, he said basically, you know, after 9/11, we had domestic unity and international legitimacy, but in so many words, he said, then Bush took his eye off the ball and got distracted by Iraq. You know, the president, when he was a candidate, said that Afghanistan was the front line in the war on terror. It was the war of necessity. Iraq was the war of choice. Without using that exact formulation tonight, he made it pretty clear he still believes that.
That's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, speaking to us from West Point tonight. Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.